horse.
Wow. Synergistic horse.
You got any letters? Just kidding.
Wait.
Set up me pillows.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to recline this episode.
This episode, as opposed to all the others.
Shout out to Megan. She is such an interested friend. You know, every single episode of this show or Kiss My Grifts, check it out if you haven't yet. Get behind the paywall. Plenty of content back there. I've come over and I've smoked a cigarette before show.
Yeah.
Today I walk in. I go, I will not be having a cigarette today. Do you have a snack?
Mm-hmm. I give him an alt snack.
She gives me a snack.
Fig bar.
And then, yeah, that's it. That's the extent of her curiosity.
Well, I kind of figured that you would be talking about it on the show, so I didn't really want to burn it, as it were.
Okay. But then you tell me about Grifts out there on the constant.
Well, this isn't about me. This is about you. What's up, Kramer? Why don't you want a cig?
I'm done with corporates. I'm done with filters. I'm still going to smoke weed. I'll still smoke if somebody rolls me like a bugler. But I've got to start stopping somewhere.
So am I expected to start purchasing rolling tobacco exclusively for when you come over now? Is that that's my question.
Gang, could she more immediately make it about her?
Actually, no, I couldn't, because the beginning of that sentence was, can I? So, no, I think I immediately made it about myself.
Yeah. And, gang, if you'll notice her answers, they always sidestep, and they never actually show the caring that I'm looking for.
Mm.
But anyway,
I show caring
I've been
in
thinking
other ways.
That we need it in every way. I've been thinking that pot is pushing it, filter is flagrant. How about that?
Pot is pushing it.
Shouldn't really be smoking that much pot. It's not great for your lungs. Mm-hmm. Even on the pot package, it says this could cause cancer.
Well, I guess, yeah, smoking any sort of, what do you call it? What do you call it when something can light?
Flammabloid.
The flammabloid might give fibroid. Yeah.
So to me, pot is pushing it. Filter is flagrant. I'm going to try not to smoke. Like your Marlboros, your Camels, your American Spirits. I mean, American Spirits
yeah,
are supposedly better than... What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I did pivot to American Spirits for my health, let's say.
Are they? How much better are they?
Well, they're just... It's only tobacco.
So is it opposed to like a Roley?
Yeah. Well, it depends on, I don't even know, it depends on what kind of rolling tobacco you buy. Because some of the rolling tobacco you buy is just the same as any tobacco that would be in a commercially available cigarette, and that it still has additives.
I've heard that Bugler is more healthy than American Spirit.
And from where did you hear this?
From someone who rolls Bugler.
So somebody that's got skin in the game, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, they said they made that choice because of that. Let us know, gang, what the deal is with that. I mean, if I can still smoke American Spirits the same as a Roley, but
it's the same. The appeal of American Spirits is that it's just tobacco. There's no additives or anything like that in it.
But you're still smoking. So then you would think because it has a filter on it, then it's got to be better than a Bugler.
Yes, of course. Of course it would be.
It would?
Filter, yeah, the filter
but
on the
that's assuming that they both have the same type of tobacco.
Do you want me to bing it?
Yeah, let's see if Bing can handle
let's
this.
Let's see what... Don't you wish your Bing had great search capability like me? Okay. What do I...
She just sang the Bing thing, maybe, but like nobody would recognize it. Was that the theme?
No, well, I was just doing a Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me, the Pussycat Dolls, but okay.
Yeah.
How do you spell Bugler?
Bugler
cigarette. What's in a Bugler cigarette?
That's not our question. We're wanting to know what's healthier, Bugler or American Spirit.
You want me to search that specifically?
I would think so, because I bet someone's already done the legwork.
What is healthier? I'm not.
Can you believe this woman reviewed porn?
Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Bing is not giving us.
What about Google?
Anything. Let's see. Let's go to Google.
Google is to Bing what Bugler is to Camel.
What is it?
Pop it.
I mean, we're not.
Spit it and quit it. Which is better? Which is healthier?
No one. There's not.
Those keywords brought nothing.
Those keywords
brought nothing. Entire internet. Wow, gang. Wow.
It's looking like there aren't many great matches for your search.
That's on Google?
Yeah. I don't know. How do you spell Bugler, though, is the thing.
Oh, my Lord. That's the hang up. Wow, gang.
Okay, it's Bugler.
How did you do a burglar?
I think I said it Bue. Whatever. Boom. Okay.
We don't need to wiki it. We need to compare it. She's on Wiki Gang.
It's just saying that it's a premium Turkish and domestic blend. They're not telling me anything about.
Welcome to Grandma Horse.
It's not saying if it's
the search engines, gang.
It's not saying if it's just tobacco or not.
Welcome to Greatest Generation Horse. We got an octogenarian over there on the search. She's still just on Bugle, gang. Perhaps we'll have you vamp on a topic you are familiar with and while I search it. Would you like to do that?
No, absolutely not.
You don't want to be bested, tested, and bested right here on the program?
I would say if Bugler is just tobacco, then it would be tantamount to the same thing, because that's what American
but
Spirit
sans
is.
But sans filter, so less healthy.
Yeah, yes, filters are healthier because they filter out the shit that's...
There's something going on, gang. That search frazzled her more than a usual search. Something's happening.
The idea that a filterless cigarette would somehow be, quote, healthier, end quote, than a non-filtered cigarette is what is making my brain, shut down.
You couldn't just go Bugler versus American Spirit? Oh, boy, gang. Oh boy, someone's entering the decade.
Well, now I got to go to Google.
I got to
type in google.com.
We're going to welcome you to the decade.
Bugler versus American Spirit. Okay, here we go. It's just... Okay, let's go to Reddit/cigarettes. How does Bugler tobacco compare to American Spirit Blue? How do they compare? Now it's just anecdotal...
About taste and stuff?
Someone says American Spirit is straight Virginia. Bugler is a Virginia Burley Oriental blend. Oh, boy. This was, I guess, 8 years ago. It was a simpler time. You could just write Oriental on the fucking internet.
Well, these are tobacco guys, so probably not PC. Mm-hmm.
That's true. No, that they're just talking about the taste of it, basically. They're not talking about...
Gang, maybe I'll do a paywall exclusive. It'll be a 2-minute episode where I Google this and get the answer. But right now...
All right, Hotshot. Why don't you fucking do it? Here you go. Here's the computer, dude. Let's figure it out. Yeah, I'm holding your mic.
Bugler versus American Spirit.
That's what we wrote. Okay.
Health. We're going to throw in a keyword, health.
Health. Okay.
Skablash.
Now, you're back to Quora. Is Bugler a good rolling tobacco?
Quora? Wow. That was hateful. Are organic or natural cigarettes safer to smoke?
I mean, that's just...
That's going to be better than regular. Megan, you stand corrected.
Oh, wait. Let's go to this. Reddit question regarding American Spirit cigarettes.
Now she's...
Let's see.
Gang, we usually do a real episode. This is just this is like streaming as compared to like a edited movie. I mean, as like a live stream versus edit. We got lots of other topics coming your way.
Yeah. Okay. This is not giving me any information.
All right, we'll revisit it. I bet everyone at home already found the answer on their search engine. But I want to welcome you all out to this exciting episode of
Grift
Horse.
Crazy horses. Wow, that took... That was the first 9 minutes of the show.
I know.
How the fuck did that happen?
Well, you were put on search duties.
And yet, nothing has been found. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. All right. Hey, have you heard about the trash house?
Yes, I have. let me answer you right there, dog. Yes, I have.
Yes, I have. So, you know, it's a time for spring cleaning. I'm doing it with the garage. I've declared my garage a living thing. It must expel stuff. I brought another load for you today.
God damn it.
But I will tell you that there was a house here in town that made national news, though, I think. A house filled with trash, garbage bags all over the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And it
well, normally when someone hoards, they keep it inside.
Yeah.
In this instance, it has crawled out to, I've seen an aerial shot of the house.
It's just stacks of
white hefty
bags.
It's in the front, it's in the back.
Yep.
It's
but
everywhere.
It didn't look like anything good. It just looked like they didn't throw out their garbage bags.
Right.
So it wasn't
you were wondering if we should drive to this house and start digging and see if we could find
you jumped from
some American picker style.
You made many, many assumptions there. Jumped to some conclusions as well.
Okay, sorry.
I was just like, as a interested party, looking from above, you go, oh, can I spot the street sharks?
Is Rosebud in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it really just all looked like trash bag after trash bag after trash. We don't know. Some of the stuff may be filled with gold bullion, but it didn't look like it.
It has been raining quite a bit, so anything that would potentially be of value at all has been destroyed.
Out.
Yeah.
But it's crazy when you think about, there's a big homeless problem out here, as everywhere. There's homeless on the streets, and then you got a guy who's got his own house, but is living just like a kind of times 100 homeless person.
Right.
Like, they've got their, it's just interesting.
It's interesting that mental illness exists.
I don't know. It's just general interest, Megan. It's like, oh, are you quitting smoking
It's different. It's interesting the way mental illness manifests itself in different ways.
You know what I mean? You could say, it's, to me, it's like a lot of the dream of those people in the tents with the filled with garbage is to get a house.
Right.
This guy's got a house, and he's just living the same way.
Fair point.
Megan's on fire today, gang.
Folks, what do you think about that? Send us an email, grifterspod@gmail.com.
I got some great updates. Oh, how about this? 99 cent store.
Not a great way to wake up.
Maybe
yesterday.
That's why she's off kilter.
Honestly, there could be quite a bit to do with that. 99 cent
so
only.
You're admitting you are off kilter.
Shut up. 99 cent only is my culture and heritage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a store that was very dear to me for many years.
Yeah.
And now it is giving up the ghost.
Yeah. I mean, you've
worked. And here's the thing. It's not like, oh, it was like a sudden death. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was no word that they were starting to.
Yeah, yesterday I wake up, I got a text message from Anna. She's like, I'm so sorry about the bad news. And I'm like, what's up? She's like, 99 cent only is closing. I said, what the fuck? And then within minutes from learning this, I get an email from 99 cent only saying like, the clearance sale starts now.
Wow.
Just same day. They're like, boom, we're out of the game.
Yeah, that's
boom,
abrupt.
Everything's on sale.
Yeah.
Boom. We're
That's
out.
Like war. You don't have time to mourn.
Exactly.
You've got to move to the next battle.
Exactly.
Did you go down there?
I have not been down there yet. I believe, well, we're at the point of the sale, preliminary sale. Most items are only 10% off. Okay. We're going to need to wait. I'm going to need to wait until we get to at least 25, 30, 40.
Can you calculate those prices in your head?
Well, here's the thing. Well, I can't, so...
Well, if it was 99 cent store and they give 30% off...
But it's not 99 cent store anymore. They changed, a few years ago when they were trying to rebrand, they changed it to the 99 store instead of 99 cent only. And that just means that every price like ends in 99.
Where was this passion during the American spirit?
So I was like, they were already kind of on my shit list. Since then, where it's just like, okay, so now I go in there and a roll of tape, it's not 99 cents anymore. It's $1.29. Or I go in there and I want like, you know, cotton rounds, $1.49. It's like they were a dollar.
What's cotton rounds? Is that like Ollie? With the chocolate rounds? What's cotton rounds?
Like, you know, like a round of like a cotton ball, but like, you know, when it's like a big circular pad that you use to like,
oh, like an oxy
wash your
pad?
Face or
yeah.
Slightly like an, like imagine a dry oxy pad, just the cotton.
Oh, like Family Feud stuff you'd see in a chick's bathroom.
Boom.
Cotton rounds.
Yeah.
Right on.
So anyway, to answer your question, no, I wouldn't know how to do the math because now like all, they have all this shit there that's not actually 99 cents.
But everything's going to be dropping, so perhaps there will come a point before they close where they're actually giving everything 99 cents.
Exactly.
So they will meet their charter on the way out.
So if you need any home goods or whatever, you know, if you need great time to get tape,
great time
packing
for tape. Packing tape. Let's start our predictions. Okay. Now, as we have seen a lot of times when a place closes,
yeah.
Now everybody's going after this one thing that was kind of hard to predict. Will it be the 99 cent store brand t-shirts? Will it be the 99? I don't go in there. What's your thing? What could be the thing in there?
Well, they don't have. I mean, I do like occasionally they'll have a branded like beach ball.
I think you're overdressed for the show or something. You look like if we like did the show at an office building, we'd probably both get a little more dressed up for it.
Is it because I'm not wearing a sack like I normally do?
Yeah, you're not.
Is it because I'm wearing
a house coat?
It's because I'm actually wearing a skirt for no fucking reason.
Anyway, sorry.
Spring's happening. They didn't have a lot of branded stuff, but the beauty of 99 cent only was that normally you go into like, you know, Dollar General or like,
which are, I think, expanding. Those are still surviving and doing good.
Well, that's because they're, yeah.
Have you ever
over
seen when they have a combo
rural.
Dollar General Family Dollar? Like they, it says both names above the door and you're like,
it seems redundant.
Well, it's like a Pizza Hut Taco Bell, but there's no. What would be the difference in brands?
I mean, it's this. Well, that's
Google us.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
Google us if you know.
If you go to Dollar General, you go to a Family Dollar, you go to a Dollar Tree. All of the items in those stores are manufactured specifically for cheap stores, for dollar stores, for like lowest to the low. So the quality of it is absolute dog shit, right? Because it's just like, you know, made by slaves, put on a boat. Come to America for you to like use it and it'll degrade while you're using it.
At least it gets a boat ride. Have a summer, everybody.
But the beauty about 99 cent only, why I always love 99 cent only, is because it was like, it was kind of gross out esque in that not everything there was manufactured to be in a dollar store.
It was closeout.
A lot of stuff was closeout stuff. It was stuff that's like, you know, about to expire or whatever. It was basically not meant. It wasn't manufactured to be disposable.
Right.
A lot of it. And so I mourn the death of 99 cent only because
well,
now.
What could you get at 99 cent that you couldn't get at gross out? So you're good.
Well, they had like a wider variety of home goods.
Variety of home goods. What's that? An extra brand of frozen burrito?
Home goods, bro. Fucking like a can opener, dude. Like a fucking ice cube tray, my dude.
You shouldn't be paying for that.
Home goods.
You shouldn't
goods.
Be paying for that stuff.
Okay.
You get that at Laurel, up on Laurel Canyon.
Speaking right. of, is that why you brought that up?
No, but this is great. Megan's got two new chairs.
New chairs just dropped.
I like them.
But, I sense a but.
They're a little, they take up more room than the other, whatever.
Here's the, they do take up more room than the other chairs, but all you got to do is just sit in one and then you'll understand.
Okay. See, this is.
Because I was limiting myself, man. I was like, this room isn't very big. I could never have big chairs. They're like, if anyone's wondering, they're kind of like, they're like vintage floral club chairs.
Okay.
Before that, I just had basically, it was like the kind of chair that you would sit at a kitchen table with.
Which, there's only one time that anyone's ever sat in one of those chairs. And boy, it pains me to bring it up. During the birthing episode, the great Claire O'Kane, no beef with her. But she was, she came and plopped herself down. And I thought of all episodes, the one that is just a lit, I mean, more than a little touchy. I'm baring my soul to where everybody thought I was just maybe goofing or pulling everyone's leg. No, I'm laying out that there really is a methodology here.
There we go. Thank you.
I liken it to if you were going to a birthing center and you kept on going there each week to practice giving birth, and then the day that you're actually giving birth there, they've got construction guys, they've got the door open. It's just like crazier than even a practice day. Shout out. How did we get on that?
Am I talking about these fucking chairs?
So they're super comfortable, you're saying.
That's the thing. And now if anybody ever comes over, which again, no one's ever going to come
that
over while we're recording.
Day.
It happened last night.
Who?
My friend John's in town.
Oh, right.
Out of town. Him and his nephew came over. They sat in the chairs. They were raving about the chairs.
Wow, okay. So it was worth it.
And I'll also let you know that I went out of my way for John to not be here when we recorded this show today. Because I know how upset you get when people are in the vicinity.
I will thank you for that.
While we record.
I will thank you for that.
Am I not ever thinking of Howard Michael Kramer?
I like that, but I wouldn't paint it as I get upset. I would paint it as it's just normal courtesy standard business procedure. And that you have flagrantly stepped over that line many times.
Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I limited myself by thinking I didn't have enough room for chairs. But then when you get the chairs in here, yes, they're bigger. Yes, they take up more room. But the comfort. I mean, I sat in one yesterday and watched a movie. Nice. It was fucking nice,
dude.
That
is nice.
But
I think that's probably my workaround is you only need one.
I only need one?
Yeah.
But it's a pair. You know?
I see.
What would I do with the other?
Stick it in the garage and you got one out there. You can do all the same stuff out there. So, congrats on that for you.
Thank you.
Those didn't come from the trash house, did they?
No. It came from some dude in Laurel Canyon who was like cleaning out some dead person's house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You got a lot of connects.
Kaboom.
Let's veer off of Hard Grift for a second. Did you hear about Kiss? They sold their entire IP and catalog to Pop House, this company Pop House, for $300 million.
I did hear about that. You want me to tell you why I heard about that?
Sure.
Because on Bing. Did I tell you how like Bing has this thing where they're so thirsty?
We're so off of Kiss now, it's crazy.
They're so thirsty to have you use their browser. They have like a points, earn free gift cards and more with Microsoft Rewards points system. And they give you like nominal amounts of points for making Bing searches. And then also they give you points for like taking little surveys about the news.
Does it look like the points are going to add up to anything?
Here's the thing. I'm doing it specifically just to talk about it on Griftors, obviously. And I've been Binging pretty hard for the past 3 days. And I've been doing that, you know, they're like, you get 10 points if you do a survey about the news. That's where they told me about Kiss selling their catalog or whatever.
Okay.
I've been riding it pretty hard for a few days, and I am halfway to a $1.25 Amazon gift card.
How many hours?
Well, it's not like I'm like actively do, you know. It's, I'm just.
Yeah, that Bing didn't look active at all.
I wouldn't say hours have been expended, but I have been like going to Bing, searching for something, being like, okay, these results are absolutely dog shit. Actually, you know what?
Actually,
did you know that you can search in Bing? Why is Bing so bad at search? It comes right up.
Where does it come from?
They tell you. Actually, wait a second. Last time I binged this, it gave me like a whole fucking thing. What the hell, man?
Mm-hmm. They're on to you.
Why is Bing so bad at search? Maybe
they're
that'll
on to you.
Damn, dude.
Is Bing China?
No, Bing is Microsoft. We've been over this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bing is Microsoft.
Okay.
Basically, like, the last time that I searched, like, why is Bing so bad at search, like, they had their own, their little, like, AI pop up and be like, some people say that Bing is bad at search because of blah, blah, blah. Like, it doesn't, right. it doesn't have the same capability. Some people
that
say that it doesn't have the same capability as Google because it doesn't have as many servers.
Like, don't tell her that. You're fired. But, you know, this whole China TikTok thing, doesn't it? It's just, isn't that just billionaires fighting? I mean, why would I care if China knows that I watch, like, inspirational videos? I mean, and they're going to sell that to somebody?
I don't know enough about it to be completely. I can't speak.
Yet you talk music with me constantly. Anyway,
I can't speak on the issue, but yeah, there's something rotten about that shit. Maybe they're just trying to shut it down because, like, you know, so many people, because everybody on TikTok thinks that Israel should stop committing a genocide or something. I don't know.
What a great riff. I don't know the answer, but here's the one. Anyway, 300 million seemed to me to be low.
I thought Bing told me it was 600 million.
No, 300.
Bing said six.
Do it again right now. Bing is drunk.
Okay, wait. So how much... Well, how much did Kiss?
But you need a whole. Just go Kiss now, deal IP news. It's a brand. It's a.
Oh yeah, 300 million. I'm pretty sure Bing told me six, but whatever. But now Bing's telling me three. What else is Bing lying to us about?
Everything. Well, Bing told me. Anyway, dude, don't you think that seems a little low for, like, just how long they've been hammering away?
Well, and
Kiss.
Even to think about, like, Rock and Roll All Night in, like, a Bing ad or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
they're already commercially sold out beyond belief.
No, what I'm saying is, like, think about, like, the just licensing that one song. You could probably generate millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah. For life.
It seems pretty low.
Yeah, it seemed low. I don't know what the deal was, but, you know. They, I mean, if anyone's greedy for money, it's Gene Simmons.
That's
so.
The thing, yeah.
Pretty nuts.
Interesting.
Speaking of which, is Visible all over you with texts like 5 days before your bill's due?
No.
Visible's constantly texting me, right?
You could probably turn that off. You want to bang it?
Yeah, bang that. No, look at this. So they text me today, right? And then I hit them with the...
Visible here. Friendly reminder that your online payment is due on 4/12. Enroll in auto pay or schedule a payment today. And then you said, too early, don't text Saturday a.m. It's a... we did not get that. Want to chat? No. We did not get that. Want to chat? No. We did not get that. Want to chat? No. We did not get that. Want to chat? If you put on auto pay, which I do, they don't ever text you at all.
Then they're taking your money automatically.
Yeah.
They get your hand in your pocket. You die. Your estate finds out 14 years later you've been still paying Visible.
I can't. You're the guy that was given eBay $130
because
a month for nothing.
I would know about that.
This is $25, dude. All in, dude. You could use your phone as a hotspot, dude. Unlimited data, my guy. Come on, bro.
Shout out to Reverse Split Arby. You know, I started going in there and selling because I've been an idiot and hanging on to stuff too long.
Yeah, you're supposed to sell it immediately because then it
retains its pop.
Exactly. Well, it decreases in value immediately after it splits.
But I will say that of all the ones I've ever bought over there, like only 10 of them went to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Not arguing with the idea that you should sell it right away. I'm transitioning into that. But just as a point of information, like most of them have not gone to zero and they're all pretty much cheap. So the vast majority of them are still on a cost basis profit.
Why wouldn't you want it to be all profit, though, is my question.
I just said for anyone paying attention to the program. I'm not saying that you shouldn't sell it right away. I am transitioning into
Okay.
Bing has affected you. It's like rubbed off on you. You're like Bing level now.
I don't understand. Yeah.
Simple stuff's going past you. But no need to fret because I've brought in something very, very interesting.
Really? Okay. Yes. I'm listening.
If you remember on Kiss My Griffs, I had sold some Laura Lee Bell headshots.
Yes.
Laura Lee Bell from Young and the Restless.
Yes.
Well, after doing some research into Laura Lee Bell and starting to look at some of the other Laura Lee Bell papers that I had, I discovered that there was more going on there.
Okay.
Than just a soap actress.
We got a flirty little mystery or what? We got a soap actress that contains multitudes? What do we have
here? I wouldn't say it's not a mystery so much as it's a hidden tale from history that has not yet been brought to light.
Okay.
Much as you would find out, in 1910, some other guy invented the Aqualung or something like that. One of those type of things. This is a hidden story to history. And if you'll notice, Megan, I have a document here.
Framed document.
This is a framed document. It has already been placed in frame, which you might infer means that it must have some classic properties.
One would assume that. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you had just read us our text, and I kind of threw that to you as a hidden test. As you know, I'm testing you in hidden ways all the time.
Right. Now I'm aware.
You did race through the text, I felt, in such a way that it might be hard for a listener to understand what was happening there.
Wait, race through what text?
The text, the visible text chain.
Well,
you were reading it as if it was just one continuous thing. Do you want to say no? Do you want to say no? Do you want to say no?
Right. No, to be clear, Kramer was responding to every single message sent with no. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, that test went a little shaky. And now I'm not sure if you should read this or I should read this. But I think you should read it, but I would ask that you would promise not to race through it.
Okay. I'll give it the respects it deserves.
Okay. So here's what's going on. Laura Lee Bell was in The Young and the Restless. Okay. In 1991, there was sort of a directive on her part in her camp to push her a little bit more forward in her career.
Okay.
What I have here is a letter from her publicist, Brenda Feldman. And this was written to Rita, the woman that we got all the headshots from, who was from an agency or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So this is to Rita from the PR agent
okay.
on behalf of Laura Lee Bell.
I'm noticing that it's personally signed by the PR agent.
Personally
too.
Signed.
And it's on professional letterhead.
There you go. So I'll have you read this now, but take it slow. Take it slow.
Okay.
We'll go, Dear Rita.
Dear Rita, there are three types of people in the world.
Hang on a second. Already, gang, you notice she's gone into some other voice that she never does. Where is the standard?
You want the standard?
I didn't figure you were going to go off into some other.
Dear Rita.
But keep the pace. Keep the pace a little bit slower than usual.
Dear Rita, there are three types of people in the world. Those who wait for an opportunity to happen, those who create opportunities, and those who recognize an opportunity and seize it with both hands. Laura Lee Bell, who stars as fashion model turned law student Cricket Blair.
Fashion model turned law student.
Who stars as fashion model turned law student Cricket Blair Romolotti.
Cricket Blair Romolotti.
On CBS's top-rated The Young and the Restless, is a combination of the latter two.
The latter two.
Okay. Bell's parents created the long-running daytime drama. Wow. But Yeah, there we go. Let's insert that butt.
That could get lost. I may have to take this over.
How could that get lost?
Because you're thinking you're going to find out that they created. What did they create? No, the drama they created was Young and the Restless.
Yeah, exactly.
This letter is about there's three types of people in the world. Those who wait for time. Continue.
Belle's parents created the long-running daytime drama, but only Laura Lee is responsible for the massive viewer response she created. She receives more fan mail than almost every other person on the show. The acting, singing, and tap lessons she enrolled herself in may have helped.
Hang on, I think you want to lean on herself there. Run that back.
The acting, singing, and tap lessons she enrolled herself in may have helped, and they are coming in handy now that she spends some weekends dancing in a soap star variety show. But it was her determination, that made the difference. Laura Lee Belle is also determined to make it without any preferential treatment on the set or off. Her father is rarely on the set when Laura Lee is working at her request.
Daddy, I'm acting today. I don't want to see you down there.
Don't treat me any differently, Laura Lee tells her castmates. After working with her steadily,
but if you do, you'll get fired.
For the past 8 years, they know she means it, and she is privately praised. So they won't go to the press with this praise,
right?
But privately praised by her coworkers for her absolute professionalism.
Brenda to tell everybody.
Laura Lee admits, "I tend to bend over backwards to avoid conflicts with the taping schedule, since I certainly don't want to be singled out for special attention." Too late, Laura Lee. The show's fans already have. Best regards, Brenda Feldman. So it's like, so we're not asking Rita for anything. We're not, you know, we're just alerting her to the fact that Laura Lee is not like other Nepo babies.
Right. And it must be like words getting out. She's a terror on set. Her parents run the whole thing. So then I dug up these. These didn't get framed.
Thank God.
But these will support the case here. This is exhibits A, B, through.
Piles of paper from Feldman.
This is Feldman, but then I also have articles. Look at this. Young and Restless, Laura Lee Belle confronts actors' silver spoon charge. Uh-huh. Which it sounds like other actors had said, this bitch.
Got it.
So these are like, hey, Brenda, come on, float some stories. I enrolled in the tap lessons myself.
Delva!
It wasn't mom and dad.
So, for 2 months, Young and the Restless actress Laura Lee Belle has read interviews with former cast members Terry Lester that quoted Lester's discontent with the amount of airtime Belle has been given, alluding to her limited acting experience and the fact that her father, Bill Belle, produces the show and is the head writer.
See, that's the vocal performance I assumed you would give.
Well, that was too fast, though.
Yeah, but you
wanted it slow.
I thought you would start with that and then I'd slow you down. But you came in with you just had some whole other.
Well, I didn't know thematically what I would be reading.
I understand.
I was given it cold.
Here's another one. Boss's daughter works hard to win trust of restless cast. I mean, it's like they didn't have Instagram yet. She couldn't show you what she was eating every day. So it's just constant. I mean, this is a pretty heavy push. Who knew this was going on? Some of 91.
That is wild.
And then there's other ones here. When she was 7, she made the decision to be an artist and all this stuff. And then she did a music video with Michael Damian. And it's just a lot of the same type of stuff. But I think at this point in 91, she'd been on the show for 10 years or something like that.
Okay.
And now, if you Google, I mean, not Google, Bing. I don't know what the hell Bing is.
I should probably Google this if we want to actually.
Well, I mean, I could just tell you because I don't know what the hell your search engines are doing.
Okay.
But if you Google her, it's just like 40th anniversary of being Cricket Belle Romulati on 4th. I mean, she's just.
Oh, it's just.
She's still doing it. She's still
on it?
She's still Cricket Blair Romulati on there.
Wait, so let me just look her up on IMDb.
Laura Lee Bell.
Laura Lee Bell.
Or you just go to YouTube, Laura Lee Bell. It's just all like, you know.
Well, I just want to see how many. Okay, so she's only been in 17 productions in her entire life.
There you go. She got 17 other jobs. I got 17 jobs.
She's been in 1,750 episodes of The Young and the Restless.
Wow. Wow. Mom and Dad, she's probably mad at them for typecasting her as Cricket.
Unbelievable. Oh, she was in Pacific Blue.
She was?
As Christine in one episode.
That means I was on set with her.
Well, no.
She was the cop in Pacific Blue.
No, it just said she was only in one episode of Pacific Blue. Oh, okay. Let's rewind, dude. Come on. Okay.
Settle down. Anyway, Cricket Blair Romulati, everybody. Laura Lee Bell. Megan's busy Googling.
Unbelievable to have been working this long and only be in 17 things.
I'm with you on that.
That's wild. Wild stuff.
All right, put that away. I now realize why you're taking so long to search everything.
Why is that?
You're milking it for Bing points.
No, I think I've already maxed out my Bing points today. You can only get, you can get like a maximum of 100 points per day or something like that.
Well, how about that? Hey, how about that? Look at this piece of greatness. My friend saw this at Marshall's and sent it over here. This is, showing it to Megan. This is a Gujitsu.
Deep goosey.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It looks like some type of street shark type.
It looks very street sharky. Yeah.
Where it's very like ocean inspired, Japanese ocean inspired. Anyway, Gujitsu, deep goosey.
Wow.
And
Squidor.
He didn't buy this, but the price right there that's on this at Marshall's $8.99.
The fact that they're still trying to sell it for $8.99 is insane in the mainframe.
What was I about to say? I was about to say it's double this price on eBay.
What?
This is actually a good price.
That's a good price.
Yep.
Wow.
This is not.
I stand corrected.
Do you have a twin sister or something? You're not exactly Megan today. What's going on?
I think the bing's in me, dude. A full blown bing. Who's collecting that?
No, it's my friend Dean Ice. He just hadn't seen me in a while, and he sent me this.
No, but I'm saying, why is it selling for double $9 on fucking eBay? Who wants that?
I don't know.
It's a grotesque piece of plastic.
Don't ask Bing. Please. Please don't ask Bing. Shout out to you, Megan.
Shout out to you, Howard.
Did you know that the 99 cent store is shutting and closing? Someone else is expanding. Who is it?
Expanding?
Southern franchise.
As in like Southern America or Southern California?
America.
Cracker Barrel.
Nope.
Fuck. Wish it was Cracker Barrel.
Only in the South. Now they're moving out.
Waffle House?
Nope.
Fuck. Well, I wish it was Waffle House. Grand Ole Opry?
Grand Ole Opry? No. How would they... franchise that out? Like,
I could see them franchising Grand Ole
Opry. Like Hard Rock Cafe?
Mm-hmm. There ain't a country Hard Rock Cafe, is there not?
No, that's kind of odd.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, they would be the easiest to market greasy food to.
Exactly.
Why isn't there one? That's pretty weird.
Isn't it just?
So, Megan wouldn't say that. No, it's Buc-ee's. How about that?
No shit!
Buc-ee's.
Where are they expanding to?
Just, it seems like a little less deep south, but it's not like it's California or New York or anything. It's just like, oh, now there's going to be one in, they're saying they're going
like
to make
Iowa or something.
But yeah, and then like the biggest one ever they're putting in Ocala, Florida.
Okay.
Which, this girl I dated was from Ocala. Thank you. She's in my special. Check it out. Okay, Megan.
Howard.
You and I have performed another episode of the show.
Almost.
Almost.
I mean, I wouldn't say we're at the end yet.
Okay, gang, you still have time when you hear this to get a letter in for Kiss My Griffs. Let's hear what you think about the potluck wedding.
Mm-hmm. I do have a wedding update.
Oh, okay.
Let me get your thoughts on this.
Okay.
I think this is pretty cool. Laser printer, right? Laser printer invites.
Oh, wow. Let's see. Oh, on a sticker.
That's cool. The thing. Because I got all this colored paper for free, right? Colored laser printer paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I get, I was thinking about getting, you know, the kind of paper that you do origami with, like really colorful,
right?
Like double-sided paper.
Right.
And then put this on that.
Yeah.
They're basically almost free invites.
I like that idea. On June 29th, Megan Beth Keister and Anthony Armin Oberbeck?
Mm-hmm.
What's all that stuff?
Those are our names.
Armin?
Armin, yeah.
No elaboration, thank you.
Why would I know the backstory of that?
Because you married the guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, Armin's not that insane a name.
I would have asked it. I would have that would have been part of my vetting. I mean, what if it was Orville or something odd? I mean, it's kind of odd. Getting married again at the Vela Slavase Panorama, which mm-hmm. is located, and you were invited. These are great. And they got scraps on them. The scraps going to be at the ceremony? That's a man. You can't handle that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It'll tax someone.
But they're pretty smart, don't you think?
Yeah, I really like that.
Pretty smart.
I like the color and the layout as
mm-hmm,
well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Come on.
So, congrats on that.
Congrats to everybody all around the world.
Congrats to you. Thank you so much for listening.
Here's a little time-sensitive one, though. Speaking of congrats. Congrats to anyone who's in the New York area at the moment. I saw this tweet this morning. The Amazon Fresh store on 14th Street is closing on Sunday, and the deals are insane.
Why are they closing?
They're just closing some of the Amazon Fresh stores because they're not financially viable or whatever. Look at this. That Rao's marinara sauce, $1.95. Big ass extra virgin California Olive Ranch branded olive oil, $3.32.
Damn.
8-pack of El Monterey burritos, $1.32.
Damn.
6-pack of Budweiser, $3.77.
Imagine if that happened on the way to your wedding. It was just like, I'll bring some beer. I'll bring some olive oil.
I looked it up. I believe some of the Amazon Fresh stores in Seattle are also closing. So keep your peepers peeled on that.
Speaking of that, I may be doing famous sauce fries down there, but at the same time, it's going to be hot. It could be a hot day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I want to be slaving over that. My second idea is I do cereal. I bring all the cereal. We do some of cereal.
Okay. That'd be good.
Gang, she even has the spaced out look in her eye. Like she has been replaced. Okay, that would be good. What's going on here? What's going on? Look at her. She won't answer, gang.
Nothing's going on, gang.
Wild.
What's going on with you, though? Send us an email, grifferspod@gmail.com.
Oh, did your overseers teach you to say that at the end of the show? Because that's what you're supposed to say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got a spy here or something. This is some type of cyborg, Megan. We'll figure it out. Hopefully, we'll have the real one back for Kiss My Griffs. We'll see you right here
next week on Grift Horse.